questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is your host, Musa Al-Bahadili, and you are now listening to the program Q&A on Islamic Beliefs. Joining us in the studio today is our dear friend and dear esteemed guest, Sheikh Nur Muhammad, who is an Islamic researcher at the Seminary of Qum. Dear Sheikh, I welcome you and assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us. Our question, dear Sheikh, is a question that has often been posed to creationists, people who believe that everything was created by a creator, by God. And the question, it is as follows. How is it possible that the heavens and the earth were created in only 6 days, as mentioned in the Holy Quran?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Very valid question, and again, the same misunderstanding and misconstrue here we see it. You see that here the questioner maybe wanted to compare between the, you know, actions of the human being and whatever that we are familiar with, like Yaum. When we say Yaum, we understand it to be, 24 hours.
A day, 24-hour day.
Yes, right. Yes. And with all the characteristics that we are familiar with that. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used this term, maybe we think that, is it possible that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to create the universe, you know, the heavens and earth in 6 days?
Right.
You know, it is... Yeah. Misconception, you know, stemming from this misunderstanding. But the answer and the reply to this question is that we cannot, again, compare the, you know, whatever, the action of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the terms which are related to the creator, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the mankind. We cannot, right. You know, the comparison again here is wrong. Let me share the verse, the noble verse about this issue. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ولقد خلقنا السماوات والأرض وما بينهما في ستة أيام وما مسنا من لغوب. We have created heavens and earth and whatever among them in 6 days. Of course, this is
a rough translation.
Yeah. Yes. So, what is the meaning of day? Of course, we cannot, as I said. And I need to repeat this point that we cannot compare the day which we are familiar with the days of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the day here maybe is referring to, for example, 2 or 6 steps for the creation of that material being. Because when when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to create this being, whether the heavens and earth, it requires some gradual steps for that.
Right.
You know, of course, I'm not familiar with the, you know, physical point of that, because it has some very detailed point, and those who are expert in this regard, they can elaborate it very well. When in the beginning of the creation and the Genesis, it requires some gradual step in order for these heavens and earth to be created. You see how... It's required, and it is not because of the needs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because the essence of that creation requires it itself. In order to be created, it requires some steps to be created.
Of course, to mention this, it isn't because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is bound by these processes and rules that he has to follow to create something. Because if he wants something, he just says, kun fayakun. He wills it into existence and it becomes. So he can also create perhaps the entire universe and whenever he wants, but he has set some rules, is what my understanding is, right, Sheikh? These rules and laws of nature, he has set them, and through them he creates.
Of course, right? Yes. As you mentioned, yes, you're right. But because when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to create some, some material things, that material thing requires some gradual step to be in order to be created. Okay, and because of that, he mentioned that fi yawmain. He used not only the yawm that and the day that Allah used. But we can find many other examples that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have to use these terms in order to make it familiar with us.
So we can understand.
In order that we can understand these things. These are maybe some samples for that huge, you know, creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we cannot imagine how He created the heavens and earth. You know, of course, if you go to Nahjul Balagha, in the beginning speeches of Imam Ali alayhi salam, and in Nahjul Balagha compilation by Sayyid al-Radi, you find Imam Ali in detail explain the creation of heavens and earth and angels.
Step by step.
Step by step. Right. Yes, you're right.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
Something that actually supports this argument, dear Sheikh, is the fact that a day, it is determined by the earth going around the sun. But the sun was not created.
Yes, of course.
So by definition, this day, it does not mean a 24-hour day determined by the sun.
Of course, we are talking about the beginning of creation.
Yeah. There was no sun or stars for that matter.
Yes, you're right. You're right. Exactly because of that, of course, and because of many other reasons, this day does not mean that, you know, normal day that
should
we are
be
living.
Obvious that something else is meant then.
Yes, you're right.
Just to clarify it, this yom, this day, is actually just a time period.
Yes. Maybe, you know, we have different interpretation for them. Either the time period, either some gradual step.
Right.
Or, for example, it is a part of the time that Allah, or maybe it is not a time because there was no time. It is only some steps.
Right.
As I said, we have different interpretation. And of course, some scholars, they have chosen some of these explanation. But generally speaking, it is not the day that we are familiar with that. And secondly, it is because of the character of that being which is required to be some step in order to be created.
Right.
Let me share other verse of the Noble Quran.
Please do.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that تَعْرُجُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالْرُّوحُ إِلَيْهِ فِي يَوْمٍ كَانَ مِغْدَارُهُ خَمْسِينَ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ. He said that the angels and spirits, they ascend to him in a day that day is 50,000 year. خَمْسِينَ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ.
50,000 years.
Yes.
It is one day.
A day which is, according to your accounting, it is about 50,000 year. You see that how different is the realm of the angels, realm of the creation, realm of the ascension to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We cannot compare that pure realm of Allah subhanahu and huge realm of the creation of the angels to this, you know, dunya and this material life, which is very limited material realm.
So perhaps to simplify it, we can maybe draw a comparison to time zones on Earth. Like this time zone is such and such with its own flow of time, because I do not know if you know this, but there's a theory about gravity that is, whenever the pull of gravity is stronger, such as close near black holes in the universe, the flow of time is also slower, because the flow of time is relative. So, for example, 1 second close to a big hole over there can equal on Earth perhaps 10,000 years. And this is a theory in physics, and there are many proofs of it and arguments. So perhaps what is happening here is a proof of this. Like, for you, for this creation where I created the Earth, I spent one day, which equals perhaps to 50,000 years for human beings, for you on Earth. Could this also be a plausible explanation?
About the plausibility and the, you know, It is, as I said, in the we have one point here we have to, you know, take care of that. First of all, we cannot compare and doing tatbiq, which means compare the verses of Noble Quran to the scientific theories.
Right.
Okay, this is it is not acceptable, except that that scientific theory is proven fact. When it is proven fact, maybe you can confess some verses or have some relationship between these verses and that scientific fact. But the other point that I want to mention and share with my dear listener is that, you see, you know, we have many scientific issues, and especially those people and listeners who are expert in this regard, you know, in different, you know, scientific issues, when they go to the verses of Noble Quran, they can understand and take more lessons from the verses of Noble Quran. Okay? Because we have in one narration that he said, you should offer your needs and your demand to the verses of Noble Quran and try to take lessons from that.
Right.
Lessons which are relevant to your needs and to your demand. I want to say that very briefly that those people who are more expert in some scientific issue, they can benefit the most.
Right.
Because these verses of Noble Quran are fresh, are alive, and are relevant to our day-to-day life.
They are an answer to some knowledge they already possess, some background information they already have, and some questions that they have posed. So, in reality, you are saying that if we have a theory, then we can go to the Quran and see if it checks out, and not barax, not in the opposite way. Not we take from the Quran,
yes,
and then we try to implement it. Dear Sheikh, one question. So we now know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He created the heavens and the earth. We do not know for how many years, so maybe one day equals 50,000 years, or maybe that's just a comparison in that verse. So we do not know exactly, right? So the heavens and the earth, they are created, or are they still being created then?
We have in one verse of Noble Quran, وَإِنَّا لَمُوسِعُونَ, we are expanding on the creation of universe. It is very difficult for the mind of the human being
to comprehend
that word, yeah. إِنَّا لَمُوسِعُونَ means we are expanding on the creation of universe. What does it mean? Because so far we could not discover many planets and many things by these limited tools that we have available. But of course, according at least to one interpretation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, expanding on the creation of of the universe.
Right. And I may refer our listeners to the theory of the expansion of the universe, which is very perhaps widely accepted by many physicians. For further research. Dear Sheikh, I thank you for your time today. It has been a very fruitful session. I also thank the dear listeners for tuning in. Until next time, fi amanillah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Li Aliyin wa Husayn wa Hasan. Li Aliyin وحسين وحسان إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسان لعلي وحسين وحسان كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن